The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary today. He is before an Oireachtas Transport Committee calling for the government to lift the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. Take a little listen.
There will be more votes for this government and certainly for the Minister for Transport, and I would be no great fan of the Minister for Transport. There will be more votes for him in being seen to take action to lift the cap and keep airfares down and traffic and jobs growth up at Dublin Airport than there would be worrying about the appeal to onboard Panola. Governments are there in the middle of a crisis to take action. Government does not get credit for sitting there going, it's a planning issue and there's nothing we can do about this for the next 4 years. Sorry. But, you know, sadly, my experience with this Minister for Transport is that tends to be the modus operandi. Lots of talk about solutions in 2050, but when it comes to actually taking decisions and taking some action now, nothing.
All right, that was Michael O'Leary speaking before the Oireachtas Transport Committee this afternoon. I guess offering political advice to Eamon Ryan is how you might describe it. Ulic McVaddy is with me, the aviation entrepreneur and businessman. Ulic, do you agree with his advice?
Ah, Kieran, you know, it sounds like this is a surprise, but there is no surprise in this. The DAA, the government, and everybody has known about the cap since 2006. So why so late for this planning application? I mean, essentially what they're trying to do now is put a sticking plaster band-aid on something that's already been known as a requirement for years. Their own report in 2018 by Oxford Economics says you need to build T3 now. That was 5 years ago. Nothing has happened. So it's very clear that the surprise should not be there, and it's certainly been known since 2006 that there was going to be a cap that would eventually be breached.
So short of building T3 overnight, I mean, is the stopgap that we do lift the cap?
Well, there is no solution to the road infrastructure. The reason the cap is there is because of the pressure on the M1 motorway. In our plan for Terminal 3, we're bringing the motorway off the M2. So it'll be a completely new face for Dublin Airport and a completely new access route, which is vital for the, you know, otherwise the airport will stagnate for the next 20 years.
Sorry to cut across you. The issue then is you lift the cap, but it's kind of immaterial to a degree because the infrastructure is such that you can't get all the extra people to the airport anyway.
Right. Now you have it. They can lift the cap to 40 million, but they still have to build Terminal 3 to resolve the issues. And they've known that since 2006. That's why it's no surprise, you know.
Is there political appetite, do you sense, to get on with a third terminal?
Well, there should be. Otherwise, you'll stagnate the Irish economy for years to come until we do that. They also have to look at sustainable aviation fuel as a vital ingredient of any expansion in Dublin. We could double. They were talking about spending 2.2 billion to put 8 million extra passengers through T1 and T2. Instead of doubling the capacity of the airport and putting sustainable aviation fuel available on the Terminal 3 campus, which is what needs to be done. Otherwise, they can't solve any problem, and they know that. Oxford Economics told them.
Yeah. You mentioned sustainability. There'll be people listening to this, and they'll be getting in touch on 087 1400 106, and they'll be saying, you know, for sustainability reasons, this is exactly what we shouldn't be doing. No third terminal, no lifting of passenger caps. Fewer and fewer flights to save the planet.
People need to look at the vision of sustainable aviation fuel is a factor, and we could be the preeminent leader in sustainable aviation fuel in Ireland because we have wind offshore in abundance, which will produce the hydrogen and the feedstock is here already to make sustainable aviation fuel. So we could become the preeminent hub in Europe for sustainable aviation fuel, where all the heavies would come in for transatlantic flight and pick up the sustainable aviation fuel. It's a no-brainer for those who think about it, you know?
What needs to happen for a third terminal to get developed? How much would it cost and how long would it take?
Well, it costs the government nothing if they let us go ahead, because it'll cost $2 billion, we estimate, to build the motorway in and the terminal, and it will take 3 to 5 years to do it, depending on how long the planning process takes. But we're
that planning process might take a long time if recent experience in this country is anything to go by for big projects.
No, this our plans actually comply with the The master plan for Dublin Airport, which was produced by Fingal County Council in 2006. And our plan should have no problems being passed at all because it complies with what is now Fingal law, which is the 2006 master plan.
What do you say, Yuli, to others who will get in touch and it's not kind of sustainability issues that they might highlight? It's kind of balanced regional development, I think maybe is how they would describe it. They'll say, forget expansion at Dublin, let's expand Shannon and let's expand Cork.
Okay. Unfortunately, the geographics don't allow for that. I mean, people want to fly to the major city, which is Dublin, and that's the unfortunate part of regional development is fine, but it's going to happen at a different pace to the expansion of Dublin Airport. And if they don't expand Dublin Airport, they'll stagnate the Irish economy for years. And that's not acceptable to the public. Hoteliers down in Castle Martin, where you are, won't like to hear that they're going to stagnate Dublin Airport because that is the main artery for tourists coming to the south of Ireland too.
I'm from Dublin, says one listener, and actually this is the very point I was making. Currently living in Limerick, living in Dublin isn't easy. It's easy to take the airport for granted. Living in Limerick was an option as my husband travels to the UK regularly for work. Disinvestment in Shannon has meant those regular flights to Leeds have stopped and now don't work for the business commute. Dublin is unaffordable for us to live, so we're looking to move to Leeds. So a consequence there of a lack of investment impacting those people fairly profoundly. Somebody else says if Dublin airport operations were actually operated better, they could accommodate more passengers without night flights. Gatwick does it, and they do that with one runway without overflying 30,000 residents, as Dublin does. Is that texter onto something, Ulick? I mean, short of a third terminal, short of a new motorway, short of lifting passenger caps, I mean, is there a body of work to be done, a job of work to be done in actually smoothing out operations at the airport?
I'm sure there is, and I'm sure that can be done. That's an operational matter that they should take into consideration. But at the end of the day, you cannot have growth at Dublin or growth in the Irish economy without expanding Dublin Airport. And that's a given. So we can talk about sustainable aviation fuel, and that is the future. And that is where we need to go to keep aviation in this country stable and robust.
Well, an increased passenger cap in another terminal and all of that means more passengers and more flights. Niamh is with me. Niamh is a resident in and around Dublin Airport. Niamh, what would you think of more flights in and out of Dublin?
Well, in relation to increasing the passenger cap, the community's view really would be that already there are major issues since the North Runway opened with the flight paths that are being used. And also we know that since the North Runway opened, there was meant to be a limit on night flights, which hasn't been enforced. So if there's an increase in the number of passengers, an increased number of flights, it's going to be increased noise or people that are being exposed to that noise that were meant to be in relation to the North Runway. I did have the opportunity to listen to some of Michael O'Leary's comments this afternoon. And, you know, a lot of this is just, you know, bully boy tactics of basically trying to undermine people that are living in a community in North County Dublin and Westmeath who have genuine problems and genuine concerns in relation to the amount of noise that they're being exposed to, and that's going to affect their lives, their health and their families. And it's actually, to be honest, it's like it's really insulting and it's ignorant to be making those types of comments. We are not lunatics. We are not NIMBYs. These are genuine concerns, and to have that aired in accordance with other things as well that he mentioned just really isn't appropriate. We do have general problems, and we know that, you know, there's been so much publicity in relation to all of this, divergent flight paths and multiple media coverage over it over the past while, and really this is a very significant problem. So, you know, if things are done appropriately, if planning permission is followed, if the county council are able to enforce that planning permission, you know, a lot of the anger and frustration that has been experienced by people living in these areas would not be leading to, you know, a lot of commotion. And it isn't just a few people. You know, if you even look at the amount of protests that have happened over the past year and a half to 2 years, hundreds of people have turned up to those protests. there's been public meetings with hundreds of people at them. There are thousands of people on the back of that that are being affected by divergent flight paths and also by, you know, the night flights. So this is is not an insignificant thing, and it's not something that can be bypassed. You know, environmental considerations need to be taken into account by planning. It's not all about, you know, just basically and simply saying we'll just get rid of the cap and increase the numbers. We have to think about the people that are going to have to live with this every day of their lives and how it's actually going to affect them. Like, we're not living in a totalitarian dictatorship, you know. You need to factor these things in. So, you know, obviously, yeah, you know, it's not appropriate that he would be making those type of comments.
Niamh, listen, thank you very much for joining us. Niamh Maher is a local resident. Ulrich McAvady is an aviation entrepreneur and businessman. 087 1400 106 if you have a view on whether the passenger cap should be lifted or if indeed we need to go another step further and build the third terminal as Ulrich has set out.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.